We're going to head out to DeKalb and be joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Doing fine. Thank you for your time this morning. And obviously, Saturday's road contest at Utah in a 35-17 setback after getting back to the office and looking at the film. Talk about the performance by your Huskies.
You know, I thought we competed extremely hard in the first half. You know, being critical of myself, I think I got to do a better job of getting them prepared in the second half to come out and try to stop a very physical team that you know, was receiving the kick. But I thought our guys were resilient. They played hard. There was a couple plays here and there that if you change the outcome of the play, you know, maybe the game is different. But, you know, something we certainly can learn from, we'll grow from, and hopefully help us this week.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Hammack.
Our first question is from Derek Olson with the Associated Press.
Yeah, Thomas, I was wondering, how much of a factor do you think it is that even though you weren't here, a number of your players were when they won at Memorial Stadium a couple years ago. How much of a factor do you think that is for your guys?
I mean, I don't think it's as much of a factor. I think you got two teams that's, you know, that was a couple years ago. Different players, different coach, different schemes. You know, I just think that the familiarity of having played in that stadium before, I think would put them a little bit more at ease as far as going into a hostile environment and being able to execute at a high level.
When you're at Wisconsin, I take it that you visited Memorial Stadium when you're on that staff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I know that there's been some coaching changes here over the years. Can you call on any of your background in the Big Ten when you're preparing for a game like this?
Yes, I mean, I can, you know, I can certainly explain to our team what type of environment that they're walking into. I think the great thing about us is we went into a hostile environment last week in Utah, and I think, you know, we didn't have very many, you know, procedural penalties, so they handled the environment pretty well. I know Nebraska could be a lot louder at night, but I think we have confidence to go in there and try to play our best game.
Thank you.
Thomas, to that regard, obviously 2 years ago was a completely different situation with both programs. But, again, how much can you take from a learning experience and applying that to this Saturday for your Huskies?
Well, I mean, this is a dramatically different team than the team they played 2 years ago, I think. Coach Frost is doing a great job, you know, at least with their offense. I think their defense is improving. So we have a big challenge. Just trying to stop some of the things that they do offensively and how they can get speed and space and create those one-on-one matchups that we got to make sure we do a good job containing.
When you look at Nebraska on film with the first 2 weeks, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
You know, I think, you know, offensively, the quarterback is a really good player. The running backs are good players. And they do a great job scheming up. They have some triple option elements where the quarterback can keep the ball and throw it to a wide receiver. They got some receivers that can find creases and they can take it the distance. Defensively, this is probably a little more simple. They play some three down front, mixing some four down front. So it's probably similar to Illinois State as far as the scheme, and they can mix and match the coverage is on the back end. So, you know, we have a big challenge as we game plan to try to create some seam for the offense in the running game and have balance in the passing game.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Hammack.
We have a follow-up question from Derek Olson with the Associated Press.
Yeah, Thomas, your offensive line, how do you feel about them through two games and how big of a leap do they need to make to get your satisfaction?
No, I think we have to get a lot better up front. You know, we got to continue to strain. We got to try to find the right combination of guys that can open up holes in the running game to give our backs a better chance, along with, you know, having the ability to protect the passer. We get our quarterback hit way too much for my liking. But we got to continue to work on our fundamentals and techniques, and then obviously be able to block the guys that we're playing against. But, you know, to the team that we play, to their credit, we play two really, really good defenses, in my opinion, and they made it very physical up front for us.
Thomas, looking back in the road game against Utah, obviously offensively in the first half, three long sustained scoring drives resulting in 17 points. And obviously the second half, there were struggles offensively. Talk about what are some of the positives you can build off of from that first half performance in heading into another a tough road game at Nebraska.
Well, I thought, you know, offensively, I thought our quarterback did a nice job of spreading the ball around. And then guys made plays when they had the ball in their hand. I think that was critical for us. I think the thing for us is we got to make sure we stay in third and manageable situations, not get behind the sticks early in the downs, which is going to be critical for our success as we continue to grow as an offense.
Thomas, for you, when you saw Ross Bowers do a flip in the end zone, what was your first reaction beyond excitement when you see your starting quarterback go head over heels?
I didn't feel good. We talked about him flipping when he was at Cal. I think he had two at Cal. He had one in high school, so that's kind of like his thing. but we got to do a better job. He got to protect himself in those situations. Obviously, the touchdown is nice, but at the same time, you know, we in this thing for the long haul.
Absolutely. Specifically defensively, you know, obviously Devin Haney leading with nine tackles. The performance on the defensive side by your Huskies, talk about what you were able to gain positives coming out of the Utah contest.
Well, I mean, I think the positives is, you know, I'm not sure we're going to face too many teams that's physically more demanding than what Utah brought to the table. And I thought we stood up as long as we could. We had a fourth and two call on offense that we didn't get and kind of gave them some momentum. So they was able to stay on the field a little bit longer than we wanted. But defensively, you know, that back, I'm not sure we'll see another back of his caliber the rest of the season. So we should have confidence to say, hey, you know, we've seen the best. Now, you know, how can we do against the rest?
Well, Thomas, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Nebraska. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Again, for NIU, coming off a 35-17 loss at Utah in that contest, quarterback Ross Bowers, 20 of 29 passing for 229 yards and one touchdown pass. In addition to a rushing touchdown as well. For NIU, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 14th, at Nebraska. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central kickoff, and the game will be on FS1.